This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Shocked family members collected bodies. Parents searched for children in a country sought answers on Sunday after at least 153 people were crushed to death when a crowd in South Korea surged in an alleyway during Halloween festivities. President Yoon Suk-yeol declared a period of national mourning and designated Seoul's popular Itaewon district a disaster zone after the Saturday night disaster. A huge crowd celebrating surged into an alley, killing at least 153 people, most of them in their 20s, emergency officials said, adding the death toll could rise. One man spoke to reporters.
And then there was just obviously waves of people coming in. This is like the middle of Itaewon.
Yeah.
So waves are coming in from both sides. And more people fell. And then I lost my friend. There was like a T intersection.
Yeah.
There was already so many people. There's so many people. What are you going to do with 10 people? Yeah. And I had to like turn around and I told the crowd, you can't come this way. People are dying. Because I already knew how bad it was. And people were being so rude. And I had to tell them, like, you can't come this way. And then it took so long for emergency services to arrive.
The partiers, some still in their teens and many in Halloween costumes, were ready to enjoy the bars, but were trampled instead. This is VOA News. A Philippine official says many victims of a huge mudslide in a southern coastal village thought a tsunami was approaching and ran to higher ground at the foot of a mountain. They were instead hit by a boulder-laden deluge set off by torrential rains from Tropical Storm Nalgae. At least 20 bodies have been dug out by rescuers in the muddy mound that now covers much of a village. Among the hardest hit by the tropical storm, which blew out of northwestern Philippines on Sunday, officials fear 80 to 100 more people, including entire families, may have been buried in the mudslide. Somalia's president says at least 100 people were killed in Saturday's two car bombings at a busy junction in the capital, and the toll could rise. The president told journalists that nearly 300 other people were wounded. It was the deadliest attack in Somalia since a truck bombing at the same spot in October 2017 killed more than 500 people. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group, which often targets the capital, has claimed responsibility. The group has been angered by a high-profile new offensive by the government that also aims to shut down its financial network. The attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in their San Francisco home, has politicians from both U.S. parties expressing outrage about the assault, and Democrats decrying what they say is a rise in extremists among Republican ranks, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There's some scary stuff happening.
Vice President Kamala Harris at a rally for Maryland Democrats in Baltimore.
So-called leaders have been using the bully pulpit that they were given by the people in a way that is about the preservation of their personal power.
And she says to divide the country.
Promulgating hate.
In Colorado, Republican Senate candidate Joe O'Day also expressed concern that partisanship and polarization are tearing the country apart, adding Americans should worry because attacks like the one on Paul Pelosi are becoming more common. A new domestic intelligence assessment from the Department of Homeland Security warns extremists fueled by election falsehoods pose a heightened threat to the upcoming midterms. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.